Very warm greetings to everyone. The blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我向欢迎大家来到这里。
Tonight's topic is a very appropriate topic.
今天晚上我们的讲题呢，非常的恰当。
Please continue to remember our senior pastor in your prayers.
请大家继续的为我们的资深牧师来祷告。
He is unable to share with us God's word tonight because of the weakness of the flesh.
杜翔和牧师今天身体不适，所以没有办法与我们分享神的话语。
We thank God that our pastor is well enough to be with us for this evening service.
但是我们感谢神，他能够与我们一起来敬拜神。
The Lord is my shepherd is taken from Psalm 23.
主是我的牧者，取自诗篇二十三篇。
One word can summarize this entire Psalm.
我们可以用一个字呢来总结这个诗篇。
It is the word safety.
也就是平安。
When David was first introduced to us in the Bible, he was a shepherd.
那么当我们首次认识大卫的时候呢，他是一个牧者。
He looked after his father's flock.
他看管他父亲的羊群。
But in this psalm, he was the sheep.
可是在这首诗篇里面呢，他却是其中一头羊。
The Lord was his shepherd.
他的牧者是耶和华。
The word used is not God, but the Lord.
这里所用的不是神，而是耶和华。
In the King James Bible, whenever you see the word Lord spelled in all capitals, it means Jehovah.
这里所用的是耶和华。
This word emphasized the covenantal relationship between God and his child.
那么耶和华这个神的名字呢，是强调了神与他的子民的这个盟约的这个关系。
So the phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, speaks of one who is born again.
所以耶和华是我的牧者呢，说的是一个信主的人。
He has a personal relationship with his God.
这个重生的人呢，与他的神呢，有密切的关系。
He knows that this relationship is sealed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道他与神的关系呢，是以这个主耶稣基督的血作为封印的。
This is a very personal psalm.
这是一个非常个人的一首诗篇。
In these six verses, you find the word I, the word me, the word mine used 17 times.
那么在这首诗篇里面呢，我们看到这个我字呢用了十多次。
And so it has to be very personal.
所以是一个非常个人的一个诗篇。
It's not about my neighbor next to me, it's about me.
并不是我隔壁的人，并不是关乎我隔壁的人，而是关于我。
And so tonight as we study Psalm 23, Please ask yourself this question.
那么今天我们来读这个诗篇二十三篇的时候，我们要问自己一个问题。
Is the Lord my shepherd?
耶和华是不是我的牧者呢？
David shares with us that the Lord was his shepherd.
大卫告诉我们耶和华是他的牧者。
He is not talking about the shepherd of the nation of Israel.
他所说的并不是以色列的牧者。
He's talking about himself.
他说的是他自己。
We're not talking about Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world.
也不是说主耶稣基督是世界的救主。
We are not talking about the church as a whole.
也不是说整个教会。
We're talking about you.
说的是你。
This has to be very personal.
因为这必须是非常个人的。
Or else it becomes meaningless.
否则就没有意义了。
This is a very meaningful psalm to the individual.
这个诗篇对每一个人来说都是充满意义的。
So do you feel very safe?
那你是否感到非常平安呢？
The year 2013 is nearly over.
2013年即将过去。
In a few hours time, it will be the new year 2014.
再过几个小时呢，就是2014年了。
Do you feel safe in the year 2014?
那么2013年你是否感到平安呢？
Did you read in the papers about this young 23-year-old NUS student who fell to his death?
你是否有看到这个报章报道一名23岁的国大生呢爬山的时候呢摔下了山死了。
The newspaper reported that he just had a family meal with his family during Christmas.
那么报纸说呢他刚刚在圣诞节的时候跟家人呢吃了一顿晚餐。
The family members were interviewed and they said they did not know that that meal was...their last meal together as a family.
那么记者就访问他的家人，他的家人说他们并不知道那一顿晚饭呢是他们最后一顿晚饭。
They had planned to have a meal together as a family for the last day of the year as well.
他们甚至已经计划好要在2013年的最后一天呢一起共用晚餐。
Apparently, this young man was a believer.
而这一名这个国大生呢，他实际上是一名基督徒。
According to the newspaper, he will be buried in the Christian cemetery.
因为根据这个报章的报道呢，他会被埋葬在这个基督教的坟场。
So do you feel safe?
所以你是否感到平安呢？
We are not talking only about safety.Regarding your physical well-being.
我们并不是说我们生理上的这些安全。
It is a safety unto eternity.
这个安全呢是永远的保障。
It is a safety that lasts forever.
这个安全，这个平安是永永远远的。
So is the Lord your shepherd?
那耶和华是否是你的牧者呢？
If the Lord is your shepherd, then you must understand these three things in your life.
那如果耶和华是你的牧者的话，你就必须知道这三件事。
From David's personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, I know that the Lord is my shepherd in my daily provision.
那么大卫呢，在他的就是个人的体验中呢，他说耶和华是他的牧者，耶和华在他的就是平日的所需的供应上呢，是他的牧者。
That's why David says with us, he shall never want, never lack anything.
所以大卫说呢，他必不至缺乏。
And so he begins by sharing with us in verses 2 and 3, in his daily provision, the Lord has always been there for him.
所以第二节和第三节呢，大卫就告诉我们呢，在他平日的生活里面，他所需要的供应上呢，神都与他同在。
Now he says that the Lord made him to lie down in green pastures.
他在第二节说，耶和华使他躺卧在青草地上。
It's as if the sheep...It's a little reluctant to lie down in green pastures, isn't it?
这似乎好像是这头羊呢，它不愿意躺卧在青草地上。
So sometimes we want to go our own way. We do not want the Lord to direct and guide our pathway.
所以有时候呢，我们想走自己想走的路，我们不希望神来引领我们。
Now you must know that sheep are not very smart animals.
我们要知道羊群呢，它们并不是聪明的动物。
Sheep can be very, very blurred.
羊呢，实际上有时候呢，它是非常懵懂的。
Another word that is not very nice is the word dumb.
那有时候呢，如果你用比较不好听的话来形容羊群的话，就是他们很愚蠢。
They are utterly, completely helpless.
他们是很无助的。
They do not know the difference between good green grass and poisonous weed.
那他们也分不清什么是好的草，什么是有毒的。
And that's why David understands the demeanor of the sheep.
所以大卫呢非常清楚羊群的这个习性。
That's why he says that my shepherd made me to lie down in green pastures, even though sometimes I may not like it.
所以他说，虽然有时我不喜欢，但是我的耶和华呢会使我躺卧在青草地上。
Sometimes in your own life, in my own life, we may not like the things that God wants us to do.
那有时候在我们的生命里面呢，有些事情呢，神要我们做，但我们不愿意做。
Even though we know that it will be good for us, but we are still reluctant.
即使我们知道神是为了我们好，但我们还是不是很情愿的。
But understand that God's way will always be green pastures.
但是我们明白神的道呢永远都是青草地。
It will be good green grass. It will not kill you or hurt you.
而且这青草地呢是不会伤害我们的。
This would always include good times and times of adversities.
这就包括好的时光以及坏的时候。
The green pastures for David included the years when he was a fugitive.
那么这个青草地呢也说明了也包括了大卫做逃犯的时候。
He had to run and hide from his enemies.
他必须逃离他的这个敌人的追捕。
Everyone around him on earth left him.
在世上的所有的朋友呢都离开了他。
Those were his good friends like Jonathan wanted to help him, but they couldn't.
就好像约拿丹一样是他的好朋友，他们愿意帮助他，但是却有心无力。
But when you study David's life, those were the best years of his life.
但是如果你读这个大卫的一生的话，你就会发现他逃亡的日子呢，是他生命中最好的日子。
Because those were the years when David prayed the most.
因为在那段时间里面呢，他祷告最多了。
Those were the years when you read David did not commit any sin.
也在那段时间里面呢，他并没有犯罪。
He struggled with the physical difficulty, but not the spiritual.
他有很多生理上的挣扎，但是属灵上却没有。
The physical difficulties drew him, drove him, as it were, closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他所遇到的这些困难呢，反而使他更接近主。
Do not think that green pastures means good times in inverted commas, according to your heart's desire.
我们不要以为这个青草地说的呢，是我们自以为好的时光。
The green pastures are always related to your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个青草地所指的呢，是你和主耶稣基督的这个关系。
And then He will lead us beside the still waters.
然后耶和华呢，会领你到可安歇的水边。
Do you know that still waters are usually not very drinkable?
那么这个所谓的安歇的水边，就是这个水不是太流动的水呢。有时并不是并不适合饮用的。
Normally, when the stream is flowing, the water keeps renewing itself. That's where you get fresh, clean, good water.
那如果水是流动的话呢？那个水就会是非常清新可口的。
Still waters that are fresh and cool and clean are very hard to find.
那么又干净但又不流动的水呢，是很难找的。
But because the shepherds are very timid. The sheep are very timid.
但是因为羊群呢，他们非常的胆小。
Running stream frightens them. They hear the sound. They get scared. They dare not go near.
那么流动的水呢，河流呢，他们一听到那个水流的声音，他们就会害怕。
So there may be a lot of stream that will provide the sheep with a lot of good fresh clean water, but it's not suitable for the sheep.
所以因为他们害怕呢，他们并不敢接近那些流动的这些河水。
And so the shepherd knows the makeup and the demeanor of the sheep very well.
但是牧者非常清楚这些羊的习性。
And so he knows us very well.
所以我们的耶和华也非常了解我们。
The Lord knows his sheep better than the sheep itself.
那牧者呢比这个牧者非常的了解这个羊群，比羊群更了解牧者。
The Lord will make sure that he will lead us to still waters.
我们的主呢，会确保他会领我们呢到可安歇的水边。
They will be calm, they will be clean, they will be fresh, they will be very drinkable.
而这个水呢，是安歇的水，是干净的水，是可以饮用的水。
It will always be safe.
而且是非常安全的水源。
This describes our daily life on this earth, isn't it?
这就形容了我们在世的每一天的生活。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
我们不要为明天而担忧。
Don't worry about your future.
不要为未来而担忧。
Trust the Lord one day at a time.
我们每天来信靠神。
He will take care of you.
他会照顾我们。
Our problem is we worry, we don't feel safe, we don't trust.
我们的问题是呢，我们经常感到忧虑，然后我们感到没有安全感，我们就没有办法信靠神。
We'd rather go our own way.
我们情愿呢，按着自己的方式。
We live in a society where we don't learn to live day by day.
我们活在的这个社会里面呢，不知道怎么样，就是按着日子来过。
People are paid on a monthly basis.
那比如说我们的薪水呢，是每个月支付的。
And so very often we live on a monthly basis rather than a day-to-day basis.
所以我们不是一天过一天，而是以一个月作为一个根据来过日子的。
And so the burden that we carry are normally month-old size.
所以我们的负担呢，往往是像一个月那么的沉重。
That's a very big and heavy burden to carry day by day.
如果我们每天要来承担它呢，是非常沉重的。
And so it's so easy for us to forget that the Lord will make us lie down in green pastures, lead us beside the still waters.
我们就很容易忘记呢，我们的耶和华要使我们躺卧在青草地上，要领我们到可安歇的水边。
And sometimes we memorize verse 2, but we don't apply verse 2 into our lives.
那有时候我们虽然就是背起了第二节，但是我们却没有好好的应用它。
And when we recite this verse, it sounds so hollow in our own ears. We don't know what it means.
我们虽然会背诵这段经节，但是我们却不知道它的意思。
But not to David.
但是对大卫来说却不是如此。
He understood what it means.
他清清楚楚知道这一节的意思。
To be watched over by the Lord day by day. It's a wonderful experience.
他知道耶和华天天每天来看顾他呢，是一个非常美好的一个体验。
And immediately when you reduce your problem to day size, it's always manageable.
所以如果你把你的问题呢，就是放小来看的话，你就会发现它是容易管理的。
Does it mean that you don't plan for your future? No.
是不是说你就不应该为你的未来做计划呢？并不是如此的。
Our problem is not planning.
我们的问题并不是说没有计划。
Our problem is we put too much trust in our plans rather than in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的问题是我们更信赖自己的计划，而不信赖我们的神。
The Lord is David's shepherd.
耶和华是大卫的牧者。
Is the Lord your shepherd in providing for your day-to-day needs?
那你每天的需要？在你每天的需要上，耶和华是不是你的牧者呢？
The night after night you can lay down and sleep peacefully.
你每天晚上是否能安详地睡着呢？
But the Lord has provided for me and my family with enough for breakfast, lunch and dinner, and that's all I need.
而你也知道我，耶和华会供应你，一日的三餐，然后你也知道这就是你所需的。
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Wonderful, wonderful, liberal feeling.
这种感受是非常好的。
Is the Lord your shepherd day after day?
那你耶和华是不是你每日的牧者呢？
Sometimes when you are tired.
那有时你感到疲累的时候。
David experienced tiredness too.
那么大卫也感到疲累。
So he says, "The Lord restoreth my soul."
所以他在第三节说，耶和华使他的灵魂苏醒。
The Lord helps me.
耶和华帮助他。
What kind of tiredness is David referring to?
那么，他所说的疲累到底是什么呢？
It's more than just physical tiredness.
不仅仅是生理上的这个疲累。
A good night rest can restore our physical tiredness.
因为如果你身体感到疲累的话，睡一觉就会复原了。
So I do not think that David was referring too much on physical tiredness when he speaks of restoration.
所以当大卫说苏醒的时候呢，他所说的不仅仅是他生理上的这个疲累。
This has to refer to the spiritual tiredness, isn't it?
而是属灵上的疲累。
Spiritual tiredness comes with disobedience.
之所以会有属灵上的疲累呢，是因为不顺服神。
When we fall into sin, that is the problem.
当我们犯罪的时候，问题就来了。
That's why the second half of verse 3 speaks of the Lord leading David in the paths of righteousness for his namesake.
所以大卫在第三节的后半部说，耶和华为自己的名引导他走义路。
The path of righteousness refers to a life of obedience.
走义路意思就是要顺服神。
The path of righteousness is revealed to us in God's word.
那么什么是义路呢？就在神的话语里面向我们揭示了。
Someone who lives a life in accordance to God's word is walking in the path of righteousness.
那些按照神的话语来过活的人呢，他们就是在走义路了。
And so when we are in sin, spiritually speaking, we are despondent, we are weakened.
所以当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就软弱了。
When a person is walking right with God, when a person is living the life of holiness, his conscience is clean and clear and pure.
那如果一个人呢，他过着圣洁的生活呢，那么他的良心呢就不会他的良心呢就是他的良心就不会受到谴责。
He has spiritual strength.
他就有属灵的力量。
Things around him do not put him down.
那周边发生的事情呢，不会使他就是打击到他。
His demeanor is bright and cheerful.
他天天都感到喜乐。
He knows he is right with God.
因为他知道他在神的面前他是正直的。
All areas of his life brings glory to God.
那他生命中的每一个层面呢，都归荣耀给神。
Every area of his life is walking in the paths of righteousness.
他生活中的每一个层面呢，都是在走义路。
A person who trusts in the Lord day by day will experience this kind of life.
那一个每天呢信靠主的人呢，他就会有这样的体验
了。So is the Lord your shepherd?
所以耶和华是不是你的牧者呢？
You answer this question day by day when you live for Him.
当我们为他而活的时候，我们每一天都要来回答这个问题。
It is not just a verbal yes or no.
并不是口头上说是或者不是。
It is the life that you live day by day that will reveal your answer to the question.
而是要通过我们的生命来彰显我们的答案。
So do you trust the Lord day by day?
所以你是不是每一天都来信靠我们的耶和
华呢？ To provide for all that you and your family will need.
信靠他能供应我们所需的一切呢？
Or are you someone that is filled with stress?
还是你常常感到压力呢？
And you can't sleep at night.
你晚上睡不了觉。
And you worry and worry and worry.
你非常的担心。
Then you do not understand what it means for the Lord to be your shepherd.
那你就不明白耶和华是我的牧者的意思了。
And if you are truly born again, then you are truly a child of God that does not learn to trust.
那如果你是已经重生的基督徒的话，那你就是一个不懂得信靠耶和华的人了。
And your testimony will be in shambles.
那你的见证就是无效的了。
You can stop that immediately.
你可以马上停止做他的见证。
Commit your life entirely to the Lord.
我们要将自己的生命完全的交托给耶和华。
Trust him day by day.
我们要每一天来相信主。
Let him make you lie down in green pastures.
我们要让耶和华我们的主呢来使我们躺卧在青草地上。
Surrender your will to him.
我们要将自己的意志呢奉上给他。
He will provide.
因为他会供应我们所需。
Don't worry about the future.
我们不要为未来而感到担忧。
Know that he is the God of the future.
我们要知道他掌管着未来。
He has taken care of your past. He takes care of your present. He will take care of your future. Don't worry.
他看过了你的过去，看过了你的现在，那未来也掌握在他的手中，所以我们不需要担忧。
Let him restore your soul.
所以我们要让主来苏醒我们的灵魂。
Confess your sins to him. Let him give you back that peace in your heart.
我们要向他忏悔我们的罪，让他使我们心里有平安。
Because no matter how dark the difficulties will be.Rest assured, the Lord is your shepherd in the darkest hour.
所以不管你遇到如何黑暗的时候呢，我们要知道主呢是我们的牧者，他是我们的光。
That's how David shares with us in verses 4 and 5.
这就是大卫在第四和第五节所分享的。
So he lacked nothing because of the daily provision in verses 2 and 3.
他的每一天所需呢，他都不缺乏，因为有第二、第三节所说的。
David lacked nothing in verses 4 and 5 in the darkest hour of his life.
那么，这个大卫呢，在最黑暗的时候呢，他也不缺乏。
And so he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
所以第四节，大卫说：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。”
Israel is very hilly and mountainous.
我们知道以色列呢是很多山的。
When the sun set, there are a lot of dark shadows.
所以当这个太阳下山的时候，就有很多的阴影。
And as a shepherd boy leading the father's flock, you're all alone.
那么这个大卫他当时带就是牧养着这些羊群的时候呢，他是一个人这么做的。
Poisonous snakes, bears, and lions wait and hide in dark shadows. It's cool and it's comfortable.
那么在死荫的幽谷里面呢，就藏着这些毒蛇猛兽。
And so when you walk by this valley with all these dark shadows, you can sense the danger.
所以当他走过死荫幽谷的时候呢，他就会感到害怕。
And sometimes your mind play tricks on you.
那有时候呢 你自己就觉得很害怕。
And you become very frightened that some evil might befall you.
你就很担心说你会遭害。
And David says that even though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm not going to be afraid.
但是大卫说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Because the Lord is with me.
因为主与我同在。
Not because the enemies are not there.
并不是因为敌人不在那里，
Because the Lord is there.
而是因为主与他同在。
You think the Lord will ever leave us and depart from your life and my life? Never.
神主是永远不会离开我们的。
And that's what David says.
这就是大卫的分享。
And then he says, His rod and his staff they comfort me.
然后大卫说，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The rod is this short little wooden stick.
那么这个杖呢是一个短短的这个棍子。
The staff is long, is nearly the height of the shepherd, and it has a little hook at the top of it.
那么这个杆的长度呢，就跟这个牧者的高度差不多一样。然后在这个其中一段呢，它是一个圆，有一个钩。
Both of them have their different functions.
这杖和杆呢有不同的功用。
If there is a stray sheep that is heading toward a cliff.
那如果有一只羊走散了，走到了这个悬崖
，or running towards some poisonous plant，
或者跑到一些有毒的荆棘里
，and the shepherd cannot reach there fast enough，
那如果这个牧者来不及
，he will throw the rod ahead of the sheep to give a little sound to frighten the sheep， and the sheep will turn around and avoid the danger。
来不及抓住这只羊的话，这个牧者呢就会把这个杖呢丢到这个羊的面前，吓吓它，然后这个羊就会掉头来走。
Or if the sheep falls into a little ditch,
那如果这个羊呢掉入了一个坑，
the shepherd will use the staff with the hook to pull the sheep back up into safety.
这个牧者呢就会用一个那个有钩的这个杆呢来把这个羊呢勾起来。
There is total complete trust in the shepherd.
所以这个羊呢是非常信任这个牧者的。
That's how David experienced in his life.
这就是大卫在他生命里面所体验的。
Do you trust the Lord?
你信靠主吗？
Do you know the Lord enough to trust him?
你认识主吗？以至于你能够信靠他呢？
Trust comes with knowledge.
因为我们要信任一个人，我们必须认识他。
The more you know the Lord, the easier it is to trust him.
你越认识主的，你就越能够信靠他。
First, it has to be head knowledge, and it will be translated into experiential heart knowledge.
首先呢，我们必须就是认识他，然后我们才能由衷从心里面去信靠他。
That means verse 4 implies the study of God's word.
所以第四节告诉我们的是，我们要读神的话语。
Because in order for you to know that the Lord has a rod and a staff whereby you will always be safe, it means you have to know him well.
因为我们必须认识神，我们才能知道呢，他有这个杖、这个杆来保护我们。
As the new year dawns upon us.
那当这个新的一年即将到来的时候，
I hope that all of us will make some kind of promise to the Lord to study God's word properly, regularly.
我希望我们能够向神承诺呢，能够定期的来读他的话语。
Because it's very hard to trust someone who is a stranger to you.
因为你要相信一个陌生人呢，是非常困难的。
The more you study the Bible, the more you know the Lord Jesus Christ.
你越读这个圣经呢，你就越认识主耶稣。
The more you experience the provision of His rod and His staff in your life.
你也就越能够体验他的杖和他的杆如何的来保护你。
Sheep are not very smart animals.
我们刚才说了，羊并不是一个聪明的动物。
They really need the care and concern of the shepherd all the time.
他们时时刻刻都需要牧者的照顾。
Do you know that some sheep, when they are eating in green pastures, they will overeat?
你知道有些羊，他们在吃草的时候，有时候他们会吃太饱。
And because Israel is very hilly and sometimes even mountainous.
那我们也知道以色列呢是很多山的。
And so when the sheep overeats, his body will become bigger and his stomach will become bigger.
那当这些羊呢，他们吃太饱的时候，他们的肚子就会膨胀。
And if you look at the sheep, you find that their legs are very skinny.
那你看这个羊呢，他们的脚呢都是非常瘦的。
And so proportion wise, they don't look very steady.
所以你看他们的比例呢，你就知道他们走起路来并不是很稳定的。
So you have a big body and you have scrawny, skinny legs.
因为他们有很大的身躯，但是他们的脚却是非常细瘦的。
And so sometimes when the ground is not very even, there's a little hollow there. They don't balance well. They will stumble. They will fall.
所以如果那个地呢不是很平坦的话呢，这个羊呢就会跌倒。
And the sheep doesn't know how to get up on its own.
那这个羊跌倒之后呢，它并不知道怎么样起来。
And so as they struggle more and more, it gets worse.
那么他们就会挣扎，然后使到情况越来越糟。
Because the body on top is very round.
因为他们的身体是非常圆滚滚的。
And if the hollow of the ground is also very round, they'll just simply roll into it, and the legs will just point upwards into the sky.
那如果他们一直的挣扎的话呢，那他们就会就是四脚朝天。
And so when the wild animals come, they will have a free meal.
那么当如果野兽来的时候呢，他们就可以很轻易的把这个羊吃掉了。
It's like the sheep is telling the wolf, "Eat me, eat me." His legs are all up.
因为这个羊呢四脚朝天的时候，就似乎在跟这个野兽说，吃我吧，吃我吧。
Or under the hot sun, the sheep will just simply be roasted to death.
而如果太阳很猛烈的话呢，这个羊呢就会被活活的晒死。
That's why the shepherd constantly look after all the sheep.
所以这个牧者呢，他时刻的呢都在看顾着他的羊群。
He will make sure that not even one sheep will even be in this kind of silly danger.
他会确保他的羊呢，没有一只羊会落到如此的下场。
You think the Lord will ever hurt you?
那你认为我们的主会伤害我们吗？
You think the Lord will ever hurt your family?
他会伤害我们的家人吗？
God gave you your children.
我们的孩子是主所赐的。
You think he will hurt your children?
你认为他会这样来伤害他们吗？
You think he will not provide for your children's education and future?
难道他不会为你的孩子供应他们的未来吗？
He looked after you.
他照顾着我们。
He will look after everyone in your life.
他也会照顾着我们身边的每一个人。
He will never be derelict.
他永远不会离弃我们。
But sometimes when we do not know our shepherd, we don't trust him.
那有时候我们不认识自己的牧者的时候呢，我们就不懂得信靠他。
And the more we struggle and struggle, the more we find ourselves with our legs all pointed up.
那当我们越来越越发挣扎的时候，我们就发现我们越来越四脚朝天。
Isn't that how we have been living our lives at times?
难道这不是我们有时候就这样过日子吗？
Thinking that a shepherd doesn't care, doesn't know, and so we try to fix our own problems, live our own life, go our own way.
我们以为我们的牧者不关心我们，我们就用自己的方式呢来解决问题。
We have not known that his rod and his staff, they are more than enough to take care of us.
我们难道不知道他的杖、他的竿足以保护我们吗
？God is well equipped。
我们知道我们的主呢是已经这些道工具呢都是齐备了的。
The arm of the Lord Jesus Christ is not too short to help。
他的手呢是能够帮助我们的。
Dearly beloved, trust your shepherd。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要信靠你的牧者。
If you have not done so in the year 2013, trust him in the new year。
如果你在2013年没有信靠他，请你在2014年来信靠他吧。
And to do that, please know him better.
要信靠他呢，我们就要更认识他。
Try to get involved in a Bible study, in a ministry, in a fellowship.
这样的话，我们就要尝试呢去参与我们的这个教会的团体。
You keep on staying away, keep on not knowing your shepherd, how to trust him?
和参与这个查经班，如果我们一直就是拒绝来参加的话，我们要怎么样认识我们的主呢
？The Lord Jesus Christ wants to take care of you.
主耶稣基督要看顾你。
Why don't you let him?
为什么你不让他这么做呢
？Know your Savior well.
所以我们要认识我们的救主。
He will protect you.
他会保护你。
Even unto the day when you stop breathing.
直到你停止呼吸的那一天。
He will never, never stop caring for you and taking care of you and your loved ones.
他都不会停止看顾你。
Your duty and my duty is to make sure that the people around us see Christ in us.
我们的职责呢，就是要确保我们周围的人呢，能够通过我们的生命呢，看到基督。
Because when the Lord is directing and guiding your life, they will see Christ in your life.
因为如果你让主来引导你的生命的话呢，你周围的人就会看在你的生命中看到基督了。
The best way is to lead your children to the Savior.
那最好的方式就是带领你的孩子来信主。
The best way is to lead your friends to the Savior.
最好的方式就是带领你的朋友来信主。
But how can they be led to the Savior when they do not see the Savior leading your life?
但如果他们没有看到主在你的生命中来引导你的话，他们怎么样来到神的面前呢？
That's why very often we are so afraid of the darkest hour of our life.
所以很多时候呢，在我们生命最黑暗的时候呢，我们都感到害怕。
And sometimes we take matters in our own hands and we get ourselves deeper into problems.
我们就用自己的方式来解决问题，结果越来越糟。
And so we get all the stress and strain of life that we don't need to experience.
结果我们就必须去承受没有必要的这些压力。
And it's all because we don't trust.
都是因为我们不信靠我们的主。
Oh, trust in your Savior.
所以我们要信靠我们的主。
He is your shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
Let him be your shepherd.
让他做你的牧者。
He will prepare a table before David in the presence of his enemies.
第五节说，在大卫敌人面前呢，耶和华要为他摆设宴席。
In front of the enemies, he says, "I will take care of you. I'll prepare the food for you. Don't worry."
那神告诉我们说，在我们的敌人面前呢，他还会为我们摆设宴席。
But what about the enemies?
那么敌人呢
？Don't worry.
他告诉我们说，不要担心。
You think God will allow any enemy to come into your life and hurt you without the Lord's knowledge?
难道你认为在没有神许可的情况下，敌人会伤害我们吗
？Someone was asked this question.
那有一个人呢，被问及这样的一个问题。
Do you know what it means?When the Lord says He is sovereign, all powerful.
那你知道神是蛮有主权的意思是什么呢
？The person says that God controls my life.
那这个人就说，意思就是说神掌管着我的生命。
The person is only half correct.
那么这个人的答案呢 只对了一半。
It is true that God controls your life.
那神掌管我们的生命呢的确是对的。
But God also controls the lives of everyone that impacts your life.
那神也实际上掌管着每一个能够就是影响你生命的人。
So now you live in Singapore.
所以你现在活在新加坡。
God controls who will be the government that will take care of you in Singapore.
那神就掌管着这个新加坡的政府。
So the economy, whatever it is in your heavenly Father's control.
所以这个国家的这个经济呢，都在于我们的天父的掌管当中。
And so you work in Singapore.
所以你在新加坡工作。
And so God controls everyone in the company where you work in.
那神也掌管着每一个在你的公司里面工作的同事。
God controls the rain and the sun that shines upon Singapore where you live.
那么神也掌管着这个新加坡所能够得到的雨水和阳光。
So let's say you go on holiday to some parts of Europe.
比如说你去欧洲旅行。
Anywhere you go in Europe.
不管你到哪个地方。
Every place, every people, that every person that you meet, God controls them.
你所遇到的每一个人呢，都是在神的掌控当中。
God controls the pilot and everyone in the plane that flies you there and back.
那神也掌管着就是开飞机载你到欧洲和回来新加坡的。
You know that that is the meaning of God's sovereignty.
你知道这就是神的主权吗？
You know that that's exactly what it means when the Bible says that God is the God of heaven and earth.
你知道当我们说神是天地的神的时候，就是这个意思吗？
That means everyone and everything under heaven and in earth, they are in your heavenly Father's control.
也就是说，这世界上的每一个人，每一件事都是掌管在神的手中的。
Do you know this?
你知道这一点吗？
That means no virus, no bacteria can afflict God's child without your Father's permission.
所以如果也就是说没有神的这个许可的话，没有一个病毒能够来攻击我们。
So don't be afraid of cancer or whatever disease.
所以我们不要害怕癌症或者任何的疾病。
Do what is humanly possible in terms of human responsibility, by all means.
只要尽人所应该尽的责任就可以了。
But at the end of it, trust in the Lord.
而最终我们要信靠我们的神。
Don't have to be afraid.
我们不需要害怕。
Even in the face of the worst enemy, God says, I will prepare a table for you.
即便是在我们最可怕的敌人面前呢，耶和华告诉我们说，他会为我们摆设宴席。
I will always take care of you.
他会永远的时刻的保护我们。
Have you experienced such provision and protection?
你是否已经体验了神的照料呢？
If you have not, how sad, isn't it?
如果你还没有的话，这是令人难过的。
You still want to go your own way?
你还是要走自己的路吗？
Every time you go your own way, such experiences will not be your portion.
每一次当你偏行己路的时候呢，你就不会有这样的体验了。
These experiences will be your experiences when the Lord is your shepherd.
只有当耶和华是你的牧者的时候，你才能有这样美好的体验。
When you trust him.
只有当你信靠他的时候，你才能有这样的体验。
You know how weak you are.
你知道我们有多么软弱。
So many things in this world you cannot control.
你知道你自己有多么软弱，没有办法控制很多事情。
Do you know that God controls everything, no matter how tiny, no matter how big, they're all in His control.
你知道这世界上不管多大多小的事情，都是掌握在神的手中吗？
You know how foolish it is when we do not want to trust in God who is so powerful.
我们的神如此的有大能，但是如果我们不信靠他的话，我们是多么愚蠢的。
And we want to take matters into our own hands.
然后我们却要自己用自己的方式去解决问题。
Trust him.
我们应该信靠他。
Every phase of your life.
在生命中的每一个层面和阶段都要来信靠他。
Parents with young children, commit your children to the Lord in their education and their future.
那些有小孩的父母呢，你们要将你们孩子的未来以及他们的教育呢，交托在神的手中。
To do that, teach them day by day to pray and to trust in the Lord.
要这么做的话，你就要教导他们天天的来祷告，来信靠神。
To do that, you pray and daily trust in the Lord.
要这么做的话，你自己也要祷告，来信靠神。
For those who have teenage children, continue to pray and trust in the Lord.
那些孩子已经是已经长大了的，你也要继续的祷告，继续的信靠。
If your teenage children are walking with the Lord, close to the Lord and serving the Lord, encourage them, pray for them even more.
如果你的孩子呢来追随神的话呢，你就要继续的鼓励他们，更要为他们祷告。
If you have children who are straight away, never stop praying for them. Continue to pray for them.
那么那些误入，如果你的孩子误入歧途的话呢，你更要为他们祷告，更要来引导他们。
Pray for God's mercy in their lives.
要为他们求主的怜悯。
Don't just pray for their physical protection. No use.
不能只是单单为他们的安全来祷告。
Pray and ask God to be merciful to do whatever it takes in their lives to stop them from sinning.And bring salvation into their own heart.
你要求主帮助他们来停止他们所做的错事，然后也求主来救赎他们。
If it means afflicting them with a terminal illness in order to stop them from sinning and to drive them to the Lord Jesus Christ, so be it, isn't it?
即便是要使你的孩子呢，来生一场就是致命的疾病，好叫他们能够归向神的话呢，我们也要这样祷告的。
If our teenage children and grown-up children are living in sin, and we pray to God for give them good health and strength to live in sin, it does not make sense, isn't it? You don't know your Lord.
那如果我们的孩子呢，活在罪中呢，如果我们继续的为他们祷告，说希望他们有平安，希望他们有健康，那是不合理的。
Pray that the Lord will bring good Christians into their lives.
我们要祷告求神呢，帮助他们结交到好的基督徒的朋友。
Pray that God will strip them of their self-confidence and help them to humble themselves and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要求主帮助他们的自信破产，然后让他们来向神求助。
Pray that God will help them see the sin in their own lives.
要求神帮助他们看到自己的罪。
That's how we must pray.
这就是我们应该祷告的。
Husbands and wives, pray for one another.
做丈夫和妻子的要为彼此祷告。
Never take a relationship for granted.
我们不能将自己的婚姻呢当作是理所当
然的。Never take one another for granted.
不能把彼此当作理所当然。
Many who are in their evening years, pray for wisdom to spend the remaining days on earth serving the Lord.
已经年老的呢，我们要继续祷告求神给我们智慧来侍奉他。
You never retire from serving the Lord.
因为我们侍奉神呢是没有退休的。
Because the enemies are everywhere.
因为我们的敌人到处都是。
Satan and his demons.
撒旦和他的魔鬼。
Men, women, and children.
还有所有的人。
And then ourselves, that's the worst enemy.
而最大的敌人就是我们自己了。
A lack of knowledge of who God is our worst enemy.
不认识神的话就是我们最大的敌人了。
But those who know the Lord, the Bible tells us, the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
至于那些认识神的人呢，神告诉我们说，在我们敌人的面前呢，他要为我们摆设宴席。
And then the Lord will anoint my head with oil.
然后耶和华呢，要用油膏我的头。
The nose of the sheep can become very wet.
你知道羊的鼻子呢可以非常的潮湿。
And sometimes flies will fly around it.
然后呢有些苍蝇就会飞到他们的鼻子。
And the sheep can become sick and even die if these flies build their nest in the nostrils or around the nose of the sheep.
如果这些苍蝇呢在这个羊的鼻子里面筑巢的话呢，这个羊呢可能会生病而死。
And once the oil is anointed on the head of the sheep, the oil will smell of it will drive the flies away.
但是如果用油膏了这个羊的头呢，这些苍蝇就会飞走。
And this provision and protection of the Lord is not going to be in drips and drabs.
而这不是就是神对我们的保护呢，并不仅此而已。
David shares with us that the provision and protection of the Lord is not even full; it is overflowing.
因为大卫告诉我们呢，神对我们的保护，对我们的恩典呢是满意的。
It is in great abundance.
是非常丰盛的。
Please look back into your own life since the day you were born again.
我们要回顾我们的一生。
Has the Lord not taken care of you?
难道神没有照顾你吗？
The Lord will always provide for you.
神时刻都会供应你的所需。
And when you see the hand of God in the adversities of your life, those should be the best years of your life.
当你碰到困难，然后看到主的圣手在引领你的时候，那将是你最好的日子了。
After I got married, we stayed in Far Eastern Bible College.
那当我结婚的时候，结婚之后呢，我就和我的妻子呢，住在这个远东神学院里。
The Lord closed the door of service in my previous church.
那神就关闭了我 就是使我停止在我之前那个教会的这个服事。
And then the Lord opened a new door for us to serve in Calvary Pandan.
那神又赐给我这个机会呢，来到班丹加略堂呢来侍奉。
And that's how my wife and I became members of Calvary Pandan.
然后我和我的妻子呢，就成了这个班丹加略堂的会友。
I was studying in FPBC in my second year then when we became members.
我是在就是远东神学院读第二年的时候呢，成为这个班丹加略堂的会友的。
The support from my previous church was $400 a month for tuition and for everything.
那之前我的那个教会呢，他给我的资助呢是每个月400元。
But when we became members of Pandan, the support was only $200 a month.
但是当我转会成为班丹加略堂的会友之后呢，我的这个资助呢就减少到这个班丹加略堂给我的资助呢是每个月200元。
Out of 200, 100 was given to the rental of the room in FPBC.
那么200元呢，其中100呢是用来支付这个住在远东神学院的这个租金的。
And with that 100, I'm supposed to pay for my fees, my food, my transport, everything.
那么剩下的100元呢，我是要来付学费，付我每日的这些饮食还有交通费。
This was the Lord's provision for the next 3 years.
那么接下来的三年呢，这就是神所供应给我的。
The room we stayed in had no bathroom.
那么我们所住的这个房间呢，是没有这个厕所的。
It had only one tiny sink.
只有一个小小的这个洗手盆。
And so of course I will shower in the boys' dorm bathroom.
那我就会在男生宿舍里面那边冲凉。
My wife will use the public bathroom.
那我的妻子就会用另外一个公共厕所。
There was no heater.
当时候呢是没有热水器的。
Sometimes when the weather was so cold, we have to boil the water from a kettle and pour into a basin to bring it to the bathroom to shower.
那么天冷的时候呢，我们就得煮水，然后把热水倒在一个盆里面，然后带到厕所去。
And we have many guests in our room.
那我们的房间里面有很多的其他的客人。
They are called rats.
他们的名字叫老鼠。
I kill more than 20, 30 rats.
那我在那里住呢，我杀了大概20-30只老鼠。
They will bite through everything as they climb from the balcony into the room.
那么这些老鼠呢，会从这个天台钻入我们的房间，然后
就。I use plywood to stop them from coming in. They chew through the plywood.
他们会咬所有他们经过的东西。我用那个木板呢，来阻止他们进入，可是他们却咬破了这个木板。
So I buy chicken wire. Chicken wire.The wire they use to build chicken coops. I don't know how to describe the chicken wire, but the chicken wire kept the rats out, but not the tiny ones. They crawl through.
那我就买了一样东西呢，能够就是阻止这个老鼠进入。但是有一些很小只的老鼠还是就是可以钻入我们的这个房间。
And so we experienced this for the next 3 years until graduation.
所以我们三年住在那里呢，都是这样的一种体验。
But when I look back, those were the best years of my life.
但是当我回顾的时候呢，那是我生命中最好的时光。
Please don't ask my wife.
不要问我的妻子。
My best years.
那是我生命中最好的时光，但是你不要去问我的妻子。
Because I learned that the Lord will always provide.
因为我认识到我的神会供应我的一切所需。
How could I provide for my fees, my food, my transportation with $100? I do not know how to explain it.
我怎么能够用100元呢来支付我的学费、我的食物、我的交通费呢？我根本都完全没有办法去理解，只有神知道。
Somehow, when it is time for the school fees.The school fees will be provided.
我只知道，当我必须支付我的学费的时候呢，就有这样的供应。
After graduation,
我毕业后呢
，There were times when I didn't even have money in my pocket to buy dinner.
当时我毕业之后呢，我连口袋里连买一餐饭的钱都没有。
And then after speaking in a fellowship group, they gave us a love gift and opened it $20, just enough to buy dinner for the family.
那当我在这个团契里面讲完道之后呢，他们就给我一个爱心奉献。打开信封的时候，发现是20元，刚刚好就足够让我吃
饭。These experiences were priceless.
这些体验是无价之宝。
I would not exchange them for anything in the world.
我不会用它来交换任何的东西。
Because the Lord has always provided.
因为神时刻供应我的所需。
Now I have more than $100.
那现在我拥有多过100元。
If the Lord can take care of me and my family with that little, the Lord can always take care, isn't it?
如果神供应我100元都能够照顾我的生命的话，那神肯定能够继续的看顾我。
The Lord must be our shepherd.
所以神必须是我的牧者。
You have to have these experiences in your life.
我们必须在生命中体验
How sad and how bankrupt our souls are when these experiences are only found in the lives of others but not ourselves.
如果我们生命中没有这样的体验的话，是非常令人难过的。
So the Lord was David's shepherd in his daily provision and in his darkest hour.
所以我们看到，耶和华是大卫每一天所需的这个牧者，也是他在最黑暗时候的牧者。
And in verse 6, the Lord was David's shepherd in his deepest need.
那么在第六节，我们看到在大卫最需要的时候呢，耶和华也是他的牧者。
What is your deepest need?
那你最需要的是什么呢
？Fear of your future?
你是为未来的担忧吗
？Don't know who's going to take care of you and your family when you are gone?
当你是不是担心说谁会照顾？当你死去之后，谁会照顾你的亲人呢
？How sad to worry so unnecessarily.
我们这些不必要的担忧是真的是不必要的。
David says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
大卫说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
That's why, as parents, the first thing you must do is to make sure of your children's salvation.
所以我们做父母的，首先我们必须确保的是我们的孩子来信主。
So that just as the Lord will take care of you, the goodness and the mercies of the Lord will also follow the days of your children's life.
因为神既然他的恩惠慈爱会随着你，那他的恩惠慈爱也会随着你的孩子。
And not only in this life, but into eternity.
不仅是这一生，而是一生一世的。
You know how wonderful a life that is?
你知道这样的生命是多么美好的吗
？To know that my last enemy, death, has already been dealt with by my Lord Jesus Christ.
当我知道死亡这个敌人呢已经被主耶稣基督所战胜的时候，这是多么美好的。
The Lord Jesus Christ has already defeated death in my life.
因为主基督已经战胜了这个死亡。
That's why parents focus on the salvation of your children, not their studies.
所以父母不应该太过注重孩子的教育，而是应该注重他们的救恩。
Focus on the salvation of your friends and loved ones, not the work, not the money, not the promotion.
我们重视的应该是我们的朋友、我们的家人的救恩，不是我们的工作、我们的升职、我们的薪水。
David says, "And I will dwell, guarantee, in the house of the Lord forever."
然后大卫说，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So he begins this psalm by telling us that the Lord is his shepherd.
所以这一首诗篇一开始告诉我们说，耶和华是我的牧者。
All the days of his life on this earth,
一生一世都是他的牧者。
And it did not stop on this earth.
然后大卫告诉我们呢，耶和华不仅仅是他在
It continues on into eternity.
而是永永远远是他的牧者。
The Lord will forever be your shepherd.
因为耶和华永远都会是我们的牧者。
The Lord will forever provide and take care of you even in heaven.
耶和华永远都会供应我们的所需，甚至是在天堂。
What a wonderful Savior.
这是多么奇妙的救主啊。
So is the Lord your shepherd?
所以耶和华是不是你的牧者呢
？Answer the question by trusting in Him and living for Him day by day.
我们要每天为他而活，我们要每天来信靠他，就能够回答这个问题了。
You may not have done so in the year 2013. You can't now. It's over.
那么2013年已经过去了，你没有办法在这个年头里面这么做。
Please do so.Not only in the year 2014, but all the days of your life.
那在2014年，请你这么做，也要在你接下来的就是日子里这么做。
First, make sure of your salvation.
首先呢，要确定你自己的救恩。
It begins with the name Jehovah. It ends with the name Jehovah.
我们看到诗篇一开始以耶和华开始，结束也以耶和华。
Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
主耶稣基督为你和我的罪死在十字架上。
God accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you by raising Him from the dead.
神接受了他的。事工呢，将他从死里复活。
And if you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior by confessing your sins to Him, then the Lord is your shepherd.
如果你认罪悔改，接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话，那主就是你的牧者了。
Let it not be in name, let it be in experience.
不要只是说说而已，我们要有这样的体验。
And as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper,
当我们预备我们的心来擘饼纪念主的时候。
Let the Lord be your shepherd.
愿主是我们的牧者。
Let Him take charge of your life.
让他来掌管你的生命。
He will never fail.
他永远不会让你失望。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典爱我们的圣天父。
Help us, O Lord, to know that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will always be our shepherd.
帮助我们知道我们的主耶稣基督永远是我们的牧者。
To do so.We must make sure of our salvation.
要这么做呢，我们首先必须确定自己的救恩。
Help all of us to know that we have truly surrendered our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们知道我们确确实实将自己的生命献上给我们的
主。Help us to know that we have truly confessed with our mouth and believe Jesus Christ as our Lord in our hearts.
帮助我们确定自己已经认罪悔改，心里接受了主耶稣。
And as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper, help us to do so in remembering our Savior.
当我们预备自己的心来擘饼纪念主的时候，帮助我们来纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.